Alright guys, so just got back from the gym, making the first meal after the gym, do a little bit before or after. I always like surround all my calories around my meal, so I'll do a shake before I go to the gym or whatnot to get those proteins in. It's kind of crazy, the research on it, but when you have the protein already in your body and you're breaking down the muscle and you need amino acids, the protein goes and repair it instead of depriving your muscles during your workout and then going home and eating right away. That's why I do the shake before. But right now, this meal's super simple, just doing bacon, doing about 400 calories worth of bacon. Just cut them up into different individual pieces, what I like to do, make it easier to eat or whatnot. And then I'm gonna add 4 eggs to it and then cheese with it as well. I like this meal, it's super easy to make, it's not complicated. You guys have been watching a lot. I don't like to make things complicated. I'm not Betty Crocker. When you start to complicate it, you don't stick to it. So, I've been sick this week, so it's kind of hard to eat when you're not hungry, but the last video I made, you guys saw that if you're sick, a lot of people ask this question if you can, how to stay on keto, how to stay low carb when you're sick. Who cares? You're sick. Get over being sick. That's what matters at that exact moment. So don't stress about the sugar and cough drops or even the sugar and this medicine and stuff like that. Get over being sick. I made my family's chicken noodle soup. Delicious. It's loaded in carbs. It's noodles, egg noodles, and then just whole chicken. And then I had 7-Up as well too. Don't stress about it when you're sick. Just get over being sick. That's the most important thing about it. I did some cardio today because I got to get ready for this terrain race. If you guys are in Arizona, you're doing that free terrain race. Let me know. Drop a comment below. I'm going. Let me know. I think my heat's 11:45 heat. So if you're there, come find me. I will be there. Take a picture with me. Tag me. Let me know you're there. It'd be super awesome to meet up, get a picture or whatnot. But I've got to do a little bit of training for that cardio side of it because it's a 5K. I haven't ran that much forever. Besides when I did my first Orange Theory class when I went out, I actually tried it. They convinced me to do one, so I did it. And it was crazy. I did 2 miles at 45 splat points, 950 calories. So if you guys are doing those hard cardio workouts, you gotta replenish those bodies. That's why the calories are so important. They take in the right amount of calories. Even if you're doing all that cardio, you still need to eat. You gotta fuel that body. Or you're gonna put yourself in starvation mode and not burn those calories anymore. And you're just gonna hold on to them because your body thinks it's not gonna eat. Go in starvation mode, yada, yada. You guys know my spiel on that. Got to do a little bit of cardio for that, get that heart rate strong, get the heart strong and stuff so I can actually kick butt in it. Hannah, I'm going to kick her ass in that, so yeah. You guys see me, let me know. But that terrain race, I think it's in a couple weeks. It's a free one. It's not the Tough Mudder. But that's it for the first meal. If you guys are doing the Slim Down program, please let me know. Let me know how you're doing. If you have questions, ask. BullishNutrition.com, Instagram, Facebook, comment on the things and ask your questions. I'm going to answer them. I'm trying to do those live Q&As. It's just not everyone's on, not everyone's asking questions, so I kind of feel like, what am I doing here? But it's fine. I'm there for you guys' help. You guys, this is the program. You got to, that's all it takes. Controlling insulin, taking the right carbs, that's it. You don't need some overcomplicated program. That's what a lot of people do, is they give you all the scientific crap you don't need, you don't care about, and they make it seem like you have to pay for it to break it down and make it simpler. Meal plan is not going to get you results. So many people are like, oh, I want a meal plan. It's the magic pill. It's going to work. No, a meal plan is just a piece of paper. It's a document, a PDF that tells you exactly what to eat. It means nothing unless you actually do it. That's why I don't do meal plans. People ask all the time, like, what's your meal plan? Like, what do you eat? What do I eat is different. A meal plan telling you Tuesday at this time to eat this. You don't feel like it. Sometimes I don't feel like eating bacon and eggs. I really don't even like bacon, honestly, but it was cheap, so I got it. Go to BullishNutrition.com, go to the Slim Down program, and that is literally what I do to cut the fat off the body, and it works so quickly, it's mind-blowing. Every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, how does it work like this so quickly? BullishNutrition.com, go all the way down, free Slim Down program, click on it, and you're gonna have everything there. But that is meal one on daily, living the daily keto. I don't even know, I still have no title for this, so I don't even care. But on to the next meal. First meal we're gonna do right now, so the second meal of the day, and I love doing this one.
I'm going to be doing brats, some Italian sausage. There's a hint of carbs because of the seasonings on the Italian sausage. But it's either ground sausage or brats. Doing brats right now. And then going to add a little bit of marinara sauce. This stuff is phenomenal. It is delicious. I don't know why it's so good, but it is really good. I was upset when it said it was Prego. I was mind blown when it was a Prego, because usually Prego is not very good, but the labeling is great. So that's why pick this one, tried it out, and I love it. The only place I've been able to see it was at Walmart. There's a little bit of carbs and sugars in marinara sauce, so just be careful when you're adding that to it. Just measure it out. All comes down to the good stuff. So, got the brats. I like to cut them up into little pieces. I don't like having the whole ones. So, just cutting them. So, gonna do this, marinara sauce, and cup of cheese. That's literally it for meal number two. You guys will see meal number three on the next Living the Daily Slim Down. But other than that, really, I always see this a lot. Everyone always asks me for meal plans and everything like that. Like, even in my Slim Down program that I give away that's on the website, I don't have a set meal plan. And even when I had personal training clients, they're always like, can I have a meal plan? And I'm always like, you're not going to follow it. A meal plan is, everyone always thinks a meal plan is going to give you some magic pill. It's going to make everything so much easier. But when it comes down to it, when you got to look at, let's say, Tuesday for lunchtime, and it says, eat this, and you're not in the mood for that, you're not going to want to eat that, you're going to want to eat something else. So that's why meal plans just don't work. Everyone thinks that once you get this meal plan, it's going to make everything so much simpler, but really it's not. It comes down to what type of calories you're taking in, hitting those calories and hitting the and controlling that insulin and stuff like that. So that's it with the meal plans. Everyone always talks about those. I always wanted to bring that up. That the meal plan is not going to save you. It's not going to make you eat it. So that's it with the meal plan part. But I like to do olive oil. Just spray it in so it doesn't stick. And then throw the sausage in. It takes a little bit of time to cook on that. But this is meal two. It's going to be right around 800 calories. Remember, my calories are 2,400. So I do three meals a day. Don't have to do the whole six, because the whole thing is about controlling insulin or whatnot. And if you're not taking carbs and sugars, you don't have to worry about insulin spikes, so you don't have to eat every 3 to 6 hours. The third meal, I have no idea what I'm gonna do. And yeah, that's it for Living the Daily. But all right, last meal of the day. What I'm gonna be doing is ground beef, cheese, and nuts and peas. I don't know what I've been doing, I don't know why I came up with this, but it's delicious. Super quick, it's simple. Don't have to overthink about it. That's it. Get enough calories in, measure them out. And I wanna let you guys know, these are super cool. I don't like to put my stuff in baggies and everything, but when I get all my meat and stuff, I'll put them in these containers, and it makes it a lot easier for me, and the fridge is way more organized, at least my shelf is. But yeah, these are great containers to keep things sealed and stuff, and I like them a lot. So just get the spray. Sure that stuff doesn't get all sticky. So this is 80-20 hamburger. I got it on sale. Safeway was doing a deal where it was only 99 cents a pound. So I loaded up when that happened. But what I know is I got 5 pounds in here. And I have it portioned perfectly, and I know exactly how much to cut out, so I know right where the calories are for the portion size. So I'll put that in, let it cook down, and then once it's pretty close to being cooked, I will throw the cheese in, and I'll throw the peas in as well in the microwave. So this thing's really cool. If you guys have seen this in the other Living the Daily, but this stuff's great. Throw your veggies in, throw it in the microwave, cooks them perfectly. Just depends on how long you put them in for. But yeah, that's what I'll do. So I'll cook that, add the cheese, throw the peas on top. Yeah, it's pretty low carb. It's delicious. The cheese really makes a difference on it. But
yeah, that's my last meal of the day, guys. Remember, with those nutrition plans you guys are all looking for, everyone asks for them, you're not going to follow them. It's not a magic pill. It's going to, all of a sudden, you get a piece of paper, a PDF, you get it, and all of a sudden, you get the best results possible. It's just not going to work that way, because there's different days, different meals, different times of the day where you're going to want something different than what's on your meal plan. But yeah, it just comes down to hitting your calories and what type of calories you're taking in. All your carbs would come around from vegetables and stuff. Save from the carbs of breads, high fatty meats. That's literally it. Other than that, guys, that is the daily slim down. Got it that time. But that's it. Daily slim down.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.